Lord, we just come into your presence today, rejoicing, proclaiming your name, that name above all names, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, open our eyes, open our hearts. Father, come and visit us today. Rule and reign in our lives. Lord, don't let anybody leave this place today without being touched by your Holy Spirit. Lord, don't let anybody leave here today the same as when they walked in. Just draw them closer to you, Lord. And if there be any here today that are not saved, Father, I ask you right now that you would move by your Holy Spirit to draw them. Lord, draw them during the music, draw them during the preaching. Bring conviction on their lives, Lord, this day, that they would cry out to you. Hallelujah. Father, we ask these things in your precious name. Amen. Can you stand? Jehovah Jireh, my provider, whose grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, whose grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. He gives his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
by the fall. Thou hast devised salvation's plan, for thou hast died for all. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all whose kingdoms conquer, whose reign shall never cease. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
The names that go with Jehovah, I don't have them all, but there are six of them here that I have. Jehovah Rapha is our healer. I'm the God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh is our provider. Jehovah Nisi is my banner or my victory. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into him. He's our refuge. He's our strength. He's our strong tower. He's our victory. Jehovah Shalom. He's our peace. Jehovah Shammah. He is there. I mean, that sounds kind of, he's there. Okay, he's there. But he's there, always there. He's always there. All the time. All the time. He's never not there. He's there. Jehovah Tsidkenu. He is our righteousness. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those are all names of the Lord that he has given for us. Hallelujah. Let's do page 435.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so one. Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Glory to the name. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong power.
This is what? It's a stone. It's a stone. That's all. It's a stone. It's not a big stone. Could be a stumbling stone. Little things. Sometimes we trip over little tiny things. Not a big stone. Doesn't have to be a big boulder. I mean, you can see that coming, you know. You can get around it or whatever, but it's the little ones. That kind of just are there, and all of a sudden you're twisting your ankle or twisting up your brain and thinking, now why'd I get so bent out of shape over that? Just a little thing. We should be careful for little things. Be careful for little things. Don't be a stumbling stone.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, or to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy. Thank you. blessed Redeemer, living Word.
It's good to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. Amen. If you haven't gathered by now, we love to worship the Lord. We love to sing. Praise the Lord. I want to share with you today from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 33. One verse that simply says, above all else, guard your hearts, for it is the wellspring of life. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, we thank you again for this time. Thank you for the privilege of being in your presence and in your house this day. Lord, we just pray now that you would take your word and you would bless it. And Father, you would penetrate our hearts today as we look at your word. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. As I was preparing and thinking about what I was going to share with you today, Proverbs 4:23 just jumped right out at me. Above all else, no matter what you do, above everything else, guard your heart. Now, you know, when we think of the heart, we think it is a vital organ of our bodies. And it's very important, isn't it? I've got to tell you about this week when I was going down the road and I was thinking about the heart. And most of you know I'm a truck driver and I'm driving this truck down the road and I'm thinking about your heart. And from a medical standpoint or a physical standpoint, you know, they tell us that we need to take care of our heart. And we need to watch what we eat. And do several things, you know, exercise and take care of our heart. Because, you see, the way I understand the heart is a muscle and it has lots of arteries and valves. And, you know, this is what I know about it. Those of you in the medical field, you just have to forgive me, okay? But it is a pump and it circulates the blood through it. It is the wellspring of life. And I was listening to this motor humming and I was thinking, you know, a heart is a lot like this motor that's in this truck that I'm driving. You know, it is the source of power. It is everything stimulates from the engine. That's what drives the vehicle. And I thought, well, you know, that's what drives us is our hearts. If the heart stops, you know, if those arteries become plugged or a valve sticks and the heart stops or ceases to function, at a moment's notice, it becomes the focal point of our lives, doesn't it? You see, if the heart stops, nothing else really matters. If the arteries are plugged and the heart begins to stop, you know, all of a sudden our wardrobe, it doesn't really make much difference, does it? And, you know, our careers and our jobs, they're pretty insignificant if our heart stops. And our retirement, all the benefits that we think about, they really are of little value if the heart stops. And, you know, if you have heart trouble, today we're going to examine our hearts. We're going to have an examination today, and you know, when we drive these trucks, you know, and truck drivers, they're pretty smart when it comes to trucks. We always know how they're running and when they're lack of power. You know, we're an expert. Just ask the mechanics who worked on them. We tell them how to fix them, right? And if you begin to lose power, you know, they do an EKG on it. They take it in, they hook it up to a computer, hook up all these wires, you know, and the computers tell them what's wrong with the engine, right? And then you take it back out, and then the driver comes back and says, well, I don't care what all your stuff says. This thing is not right. It's not pulling. It's just not running right. So you take it back, and they hook it up and put it back on that EKG, and this time they put it on a treadmill. You know, they put it on a treadmill. Instead of a treadmill, you see, they take it to a specialist to put it on a treadmill. It's called a dyno. They put it on the dyno, and they put this truck on the dyno, and they chain the truck down. They actually put the truck in gear, and it's on big rollers, and it begins just like it's going down the highway. And they'll put a load on it, and they'll get it under the operation that engine is supposed to be under load, and then they'll be able to tell what's wrong with it. Kind of like our heart, you know. It'll tell you. What they do then is they go to a manual. Our trucks happen to have Detroit diesels in it. Detroit has a manual, and Detroit tells them, under such and such a load, at such an RPM, at such a speed, this engine should put out this many horsepower. So they're able to tell. And you know, it's the same way when we go to the doctor, when we have an EKG. That's my version of an EKG. I don't know much about an EKG. But I know that they put you under this test, and they actually put you on a treadmill, put you on under the stress of the load, and they find out what's going on in your body. And they go to the manual, and the manual tells us that at such and such, we should have blood, our blood pressure should be this, and all the different things that it tells them, and they diagnose what's wrong. This morning, I want us to look at our hearts. I want us to look at our hearts according to the manual. The Bible has much to say about our hearts. I didn't realize that this week till I got into of how much the Bible has to say about our hearts. People generally consider the head with its brain to be the center and the director of human activity. However, the Bible speaks of the heart as the center. It is the wellspring of life. Biblically, the heart may be seen as containing the totality of one's intellects, emotion, and will. The inner person, the heart is the inner being of a person. It is desires, feelings, and thoughts. It is the heart is the center of the intellect. People know things in their heart. Deuteronomy 8:5 tells us that know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord disciplines you. The Bible tells us that we pray in our heart, that hide God's word in his heart, devise plans in our heart. We keep words within our heart. We think in our heart, and we doubt in our heart. And all of these actions of the heart are primary issues involving the mind. And second, we see that the heart is the center of the emotions. The Bible speaks about a glad heart, the loving heart. It speaks about a fearful heart, a courageous heart, the repentant heart, the angry heart, the grieving heart, the humble heart, and the troubled heart. And see, all of these actions of the heart are primarily emotional in character. And third, we see the heart as the center of the human will. We read in Scripture about the hardened heart that refuses to do what God commands in Exodus 4:21. We see a heart that is yielded to God, a heart that intends to do something, the heart that is devoted to receive from the Lord, the heart that is turned toward God. And all of these actions take place in the human will. Now, the manual says that the nature of the human heart drastically changed when Adam and Eve, they listened to the serpent, and they were deceived and they ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge and good and evil. Their decision drastically changed the human heart. It became filled with evil. Isn't that encouraging? Jeremiah 17:9, this is what Jeremiah said. The heart is deceitful above all things, and beyond cure, who can understand it? And the Lord Jesus confirmed Jeremiah's diagnosis when he said that what makes a person unclean before God is not the failure to follow some ceremonial law, but the willingness to listen to the wicked inclinations lodged in one's heart. Such things as evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, deceit, envy, arrogance, and folly. Jesus taught about the seriousness of this sin when he was asked about murder. And Jesus said, I tell you that if you're even angry toward a brother, you have committed murder in your heart. And adultery, he said, I say that if you look upon a woman, you have already committed adultery in your heart. So we see, I believe that's what James was talking about in James. In James 1:14, he said, but each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. The evil desire of the human heart. It causes separation from life, separation from the fellowship of God. It's because of the sin that comes from the heart. An impure heart will corrupt one's thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Hearts that are committed to doing evil run the risk of becoming hardened. And those who continue to refuse and listen to God and to obey what he commands, instead of following the wicked desires of their heart, they will find that they will eventually harden their hearts, and they will not be sensitive to God's word and sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That's a pretty bleak picture I painted of the heart, isn't it? But we know that's true. So what is the answer? You see, God's answer to that is regeneration. We need a new heart. So as we look, you know, when you read in Scripture, the heart is wicked. It is, you know, evil, sinful. And we come before God, we need a transplant. We need a new heart. And God says, I will take that heart of stone and I will put in a heart of flesh that will long after me and begin to follow in my ways. Do not harden your hearts. There is a point that when we harden our hearts, that God will no longer beckon to us when we continue in our rebellion. So we must not harden our hearts. Regeneration is a matter of the heart. Those who repent from their heart of all sins and confess in their heart that Jesus is Lord are born again and receive a new heart. Praise God. Romans 10, 9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Guard your hearts. Now, how do we guard our hearts? God has given us a new heart. I believe that anyone who professes that Jesus Christ is Lord, he believes in his heart that they are in the kingdom of God, they are saved, and we have received a new heart. But we need to guard that heart. Above all else, guard your hearts. I want these words just to sink into you today as I pondered them all week long. Guard your hearts. I believe it's there for a reason. Above all else, guard your hearts. Watch what you believe. Watch what you believe. Mark 11:23 says, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says, it will be done for him. And Psalm 14:1 says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Watch what you believe. A fool rejects God's revelation, for they do not believe what the Bible says about God. They scorn the moral principles of God's word, and they rely on their own ideas to determine right from wrong. We believe in our heart, not in our heads. It is a heart knowledge, not a head knowledge. And you know, I'm here today, I'm going to tell you that the only way that you come to Jesus Christ is faith in his Son. If you believe in his heart, there are so many people that I believe today that know all about Jesus in their heads. You know, they've even gone to churches, they have practiced this, and they have their religion. I'm going to tell you this morning that religion never done anything for anybody. You can have all the head knowledge you want, you can go to do this, you can do this, you do all that, but if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've missed the point. We begin to believe in our hearts. And then we confess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord. Watch what you believe, because Satan will feed you a lie to keep you from getting it and believing in your heart. Religion never done anything for anybody, but Jesus Christ has done everything for you. He's done everything for you. Watch what you believe. Guard your hearts. We must believe in our hearts. Watch what we love. Watch what we love. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, it's the first command. It says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength. True obedience to God and his commands is possible only when it springs from faith and love for God from the heart. Do not, the Bible tells us to watch what we love. We are not to love the world. Because when we begin to love the world, it begins to move us away from God. You know, we use that word pretty lightly today, don't we? You know, I just love that new car I have. And I just love that Happy Joe's pizza. And we use that, you know, we throw it around pretty lightly, don't we? But we are to love God with all of our hearts. That's the way I do my wife. I say, oh, honey, you know, I think I love you. Well, you know, I told you I loved you once. You know what? We're to love God with a whole heart. Think about that for a moment. Think about how you love your wife or your mate, or think about how you love your children. And then compare that to your love toward God. We're to love Him with a whole heart. Watch what we love. Because the things that we love, they're the things that demand our attention. Love God. And I trust that you do that. And I trust that it's an ongoing, loving relationship. That it's new and afresh every morning. You know, I've been married to my wife for quite a number of years now. And I'll tell you, it's new and afresh. I never grow tired of it. And that's the way your relationship should be with the Lord. It shouldn't become a duty or then, you know, you should serve the Lord with goodness and joy in your hearts. Watch what you love. Guard your heart. Watch what we hear. That's how we guard our hearts. Watch what we hear. There's a lot of messages out there today. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against ye. We need God's word in our hearts. We need to hear the word. We need to get it into our hearts. Now watch what you listen to. Oh, really, you don't do that, do you? No, I'm a Christian. Well, really, I'm a Christian and I do those things. Really. You know, half-hearted Christians always breed half-hearted Christians. Did you know that? Watch what we hear. I sell out to God. Sell out to Him. Never become satisfied at where you're at with your relationship with God. We need to move on. It's an ongoing thing. Watch what we hear. Don't be content to stay where you're at. Okay? You know, God, He's got a big boot, and He kind of, boom, He has a way of moving you on when the time comes. You know how you take those children and you know, okay, now we set them down. I've told you and I've told you and I've told you. Now it's time to grow up. That's the way God wants to move you on in His relationship with Him. And He does it as a loving Father because He loves you. Praise God. Watch what you hear. Watch what we seek. Watch what we seek. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And Luke 12:34 says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be. A person's heart, that is feelings, thinking, desires, values, will, and decisions, is attracted to the things that are most important to him or her. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where is your treasure? Do you seek after earthly things? If you seek after earthly things, then that's where your heart is. But if you seek after the heavenly things, your relationship with Christ, His word, His will for your life, then you seek after heavenly things. Not only in our time, but also in our resources. Are we investing them in God's kingdom? Or are we investing them in the kingdom of Dow Jones? Nothing wrong with that, but don't admit your investment in God's kingdom. Make sure that you're investing, because where your treasure is, your heart will be. And if you're always worried about your retirement and watching the stock market and this over here, then you need to find out, is that where my treasure is? Because that's really where my heart is. And our heart belongs to God. Amen? It's so easy to get wrapped up in this. Where our treasure is, that is what will consume our time. We will make it a priority if it is important to us. And I want to encourage you to guard your hearts. I want you to make it a priority in your life that you don't serve God half-heartedly, that you give your heart to Him. Now, this morning, if I could have the ushers come, we're going to give our hearts to the Lord, okay? I'm going to pass out these hearts, and I'd like you to put your name on them. And maybe there's some time in the past you've given your heart to the Lord, and maybe the Holy Spirit is just prompting you that you're not where you ought to be, that you're really not serving God with a whole heart. Today, I want us to, you just take and write your name on this heart, and I'm going to have you come and put it in a box. And we're going to give our hearts to the Lord. And listen, if you've never given your heart to the Lord before, I'd like for you to come and remain standing right over here. I want to pray for you. If you've never, ever, maybe you've heard, maybe you believe in God, you've done all these things, but you say, I have never really honestly given my heart to the Lord. I want you to stand over here, and I'm going to have the elders come, and we're going to pray for you. But if you're here, I think all of us can do better, don't you think? Let's all sign our names on a heart and come and put them in the box, and let's rededicate or give our hearts to the Lord. Praise God. I really believe this morning that God's going to do a work in all of our hearts. I really do. He did a work in my heart earlier in the week. But I'm trusting He's going to do more. Found an area of my life where I'd held back. I hadn't given it to Him. You know how we hang on to things. Seek Him with a whole heart. You know, the Bible says that man looks upon the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. You see, you can fool your neighbor, you can fool mom and dad, but you can't fool God because God sees your heart. He sees what's in there. He sees the motivation. He sees why you do the things. And He sees this morning when you come and you give your heart to the Lord, He sees what's in there. Praise God. As Gail is playing, I'd like to just start right here and come this side first and give your heart to the Lord. And if you've never done that before, I'd like you to stand over here because I want to pray with you, okay? But just begin to come. Give your heart to the Lord this morning. And then afterwards, when we get done praying, we're going to pray over the hearts that are in this box. Praise God. And if you've never done it before, I want you to come over here so I can pray with you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, well, now's a good time to do it, okay?
I sometimes think I have, but...
Well, that's a good thing. If there's any doubt, you just do it, okay? We're going to remove all doubt. Bob, praise you, Jesus. We're going to pray for you. Oh, Father, I thank you for your love and your goodness. Father, right now, I thank you for Todd. I thank you for his honesty. He's coming, Lord, and he's saying, Lord, I don't think I've ever really given my heart to you. And, Lord... What a delight. What a delight, Lord. That's what you want to hear when we're so willing to come and to submit to your will, Lord, and just say, Lord, would you come in? Would you come into my life? Would you say that? Todd, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I just confess right now that I have sinned against you, and I'm coming right now, and I ask you to come into my life. Take my heart and give me a new heart. Give me the new birth so that I can follow after you. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Haven't you? Can I pray with you? Oh, Father, I thank you for this loving heart that's come to you today. Father, thank you for your love. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to pray for it. I just want you to repeat it, okay? Lord Jesus, I just come to you right now. Thank you for saving me. Father, your word tells me I've sinned against you. And I ask you to forgive me. Come into my heart and give me that new life that only you can give. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Join me as we pray, shall we? Let's lift these hearts up to the Lord. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. Father, we just come to you right now. We just lift up all of these hearts that have been given to you. Father, I pray that you would do a work in each one of these hearts, in each life that is represented here, Father. Father, that we could be strong in you, we could glorify you with everything we say and do. Thank you for the honesty of your people today, Lord. Lord, I think of David as when he come before you and he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a pure heart. And Lord, give me a right spirit, a steadfast spirit. Father, I pray for each person here today, Lord, that you would give them a clean heart and you would restore unto them a steadfast spirit, a spirit of joy, a spirit of, Lord, of wanting to go on with you and to serve you. Thank you, Father, for your people. I'd ask now, Father, that you would go with us as we depart. And we ask the blessing upon each family and each life that's here today. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.